I just want to point out the fact that divide and conquer is the oldest trick in the book. And the reason it's the oldest is because, unfortunately, it's the most effective. One of the ways people and politicians cause division is by redefining degrees, by turning them into extremes. What do I mean by this? Let's say we're all part owners of a business, and like all businesses, we have to deal with the issue of inflation. And for the sake of this example, let's say inflation is at 3%, and that we have three different perspectives on how to deal with it. Group one says, let's deal with it by not raising prices. Just take the momentary loss, as they feel not only will we retain customers, but once people see that we care more about their pockets than our own, we'll more than likely add customers to our customer base. Group two says, we can't afford to take the loss, because we don't have enough inventory to meet the extra demand and will eventually have to fire people. But they suggest that we only raise prices 3% to get us back to even. Their position is that the customers already know that everything's more expensive, that they might not like it, but they'll understand. And lastly, group three thinks we should get ahead of inflation and raise it 4%. That way, if inflation persists, we don't have to keep raising prices, making our customers increasingly mad. And this will allow the customer to just get used to the new price. Now, every one of those suggestions had the interests of the business and the customer in mind, but each idea was also different, two of them only by degrees. People who seek to divide will make the people who want to raise prices by 4% feel like the people who only want to raise prices by 3%, or even the people who don't want to raise prices at all, are all enemies of the business and want to see the business fail, as if they too don't also have a stake in the business. Because if the business does fail, guess what? Everybody loses, no matter what group you are a part of. Seems to be happening in the country and within the two major parties of the country. We all have a stake in this. And even when people agree, they're going to do so in varying degrees. And you have to allow for those degrees to exist and have a voice. That means you can't create an all or nothing buy-in on any issue. And you can't vilify people for not agreeing with you on an issue. How can you preach tolerance to the people of another party while actively practicing intolerance towards the people within your own party? A house divided cannot stand. A country divided cannot stand. Love is patient. Love is kind. We have to get back to loving one another. That means being patient with one another by taking the time to listen to each other and not vilifying a person simply because they don't agree with you on one issue. And we need to get back to being kind to one another and how we talk to each other and express our understandings of an issue. Because if we don't, people will just continue to silently leave the room. And this is how echo chambers are created. You won't even know they're gone until it's too late. Until it's time to count the votes and you don't have the votes that you thought you had. Let's get back to being reasonable. Let's get back to being rational. In the words of Jim Cramer, let's get back to even. I'm currently in a place where we have $20 a month as the average wage. $20 a month, this is what we're given to survive on. And yet, I sacrifice by not selling this piece so that its message can be spread as far and as wide as possible. Because we all have to compromise and sacrifice for a cause and a country that's bigger than ourselves. I thank everyone who took the time to engage with this piece, and I pray that you take with you the responsibility for being its messenger, and more importantly, its embodiment. Thank you to Luna for her goddess-like patience, suffering through this interview process with me. Thank you to my uncle, Mark Chester, and Professor Ashley Lucas, for always encouraging me to try new things. And thank you to Miss Emily Chase, whose dedication to giving a voice to the voiceless has helped create this opportunity for me and many others. Thank you all. With love, Morans Lamont Davis.